the Anacapa was commissioned in 1989, so we're really at a midlife point where the Anacapa, we're trying to refurbish her, get her back to where she needs to be to serve another 20 years. Some of the work that we did, we replaced the generators, we replaced a lot of the navigation electronics, re-outfitted some of the decks, some TLC on the hull where there might have been some thinner spots where the steel wasn't quite where it needed to be, and she got a touch-up paint job and overall beautification, basically.
Talk about the trip. You actually were here last year, so you accompanied her down through the Panama Canal and to the East Coast.
Right. I'm one of only four of the crew that actually made the trip last time. It was a little bumpier this time. We were trying to work out some bugs that had already been ironed out after 20 years of being in Southeast. We had some issues with the fuel tank. We had a little hole in the fuel
tank.
This
is a trip back up.
Oh, this is a trip back here, yeah. We had a hole in the fuel tank, and unfortunately we lost our air conditioning in Central America, so we all discovered we're a little bit thick-blooded to be down there in 98-degree heat trying to sleep. So
I guess your bunks don't all have nice opening portholes or anything like that.
Right, right. We were living in a sweat box for about 2 weeks, but our engineering department came through, and eventually we got it fixed up.
Otherwise, have all the improvements gone as planned? Is everything working out the way you hope it does?
Yeah, everything's actually it's really helping out. We were operating up here with 1980s technology, and it was serving us well. We're making it do, but they came and they gave us some 21st century improvements, and they definitely help us conduct our mission in the modern age.
And do you have an idea what the overall cost of the makeover is?
Just as an estimate, I believe it was I'd say between $3 to $5 million.
Describe the Panama Canal.
Oh boy!
in one sentence or less. No.
Yeah. No. They send us through. They always send us through at pitch black, dark 30 in the morning, because we're so small and we can piggyback with another ship. But it's a great experience. They try and get us through as quickly as possible. They had us running 30 knots all the way through.
How many locks do you have to go through?
It is three sets of locks, and I believe it's a total of 12 locks, so up and then back down.
So overall, it took you about how long, do you think?
I'd say about 5 hours to get through.
And the trip up the coast was fairly uneventful once you...
Well, we definitely had some weather. We got our butts kicked here and there, getting the swells off our beam for about 5 days straight, and then we sat tight in San Francisco. We could have been home a couple days ago, but we did sit tight in San Francisco waiting for a big storm to push through.
You saw some big waves on the way up?
Oh, yeah. I'd say the biggest we saw was a 15-foot swell, which is definitely big for us. You know, we're not that big of a ship.
Talk about the crew. You had 85% turnover, so mostly new folks coming up with you. Were they pretty excited to come up?
Yeah, they were great. They were very excited. We got down to Baltimore. We immediately set out outfitting the ship. And we had an inspection. Sector Juno came down and inspected us within 15 days of being down there. So we had a lot of work to accomplish in a short period of time. But the crew has come together, and we're excited to be back here and serving the Southeast Alaska community. We've received a very warm welcome from the Petersburg community. We appreciate that welcome. It's back to basically to the town. Our families have welcomed back, and so have our friends in the community.
Some people might have noticed that you used to have a Viking head that, on either side of the boat. That got painted over?
Yeah, we were representing Petersburg with our Norwegian Viking head on either side, but that did get painted over in the yards, and, you know, first order of business is getting that back on there.